Hi, and welcome to your audio insight from hypnosisdownloads.com on how to be smarter or more determined in just a few minutes. My name's Roger Elliott from Uncommon Knowledge, and I'm going to talk about how to be inspired in a way that will help you feel that you too can achieve just as the greats have. When we talk about being inspired by others, I think we usually mean being emotionally compelled by them. But what if we can actually be inspired in such a way that it's not even conscious? And what if the form that that inspiration takes actually makes us perform more intelligently? But before I get down to that, I just want to talk more generally for a moment about how we are inspired by others, and about the best and surprisingly the worst way to be influenced by great people. Great people are often quoted, and we all repeat their inspirational words. We read and hear about such luminaries as Nelson Mandela or such sporting greats as Michael Jordan or Usain Bolt. Now, often enough, common sense is absolutely spot on, and we should use it more all of the time. But sometimes what seems commonsensical doesn't actually correspond with the way things really are. So common sense would tell you that the Earth isn't spinning at thousands of miles an hour on its axis because it doesn't seem to be moving. And it would seem logical that being exposed to the achievements and talents of one of life's high achievers would inspire us to emulate them. But this is where the story actually gets more interesting. Having a hero or an idol can be bad for you and make you perform less well. Now, why is this? Well, one reason is that we're all influenced by patterns more than individuals. People who were previously exposed to pictures of groups of professors did better in intelligence tests because the stereotype professor activated the bright pattern in them. However, when they were shown a picture of just one brilliant man, Albert Einstein, they scored less well in the tests. How come? Well, because Einstein is seen as a one-off. I could never be like him, kind of a genius, making you feel dumber in comparison and so scoring lower on the test. Students who were shown groups of supermodels responded to the unconsciously activated not-so-bright pattern and scored less well in intelligence tests. But when they were shown pictures of just one very well-known supermodel, they scored better. This was because they were feeling, I'm not like her at all. So hero-worshipping impossible-seeming exemplars like Einstein, Babe Ruth, or Mother Teresa can lower our performance when we try to emulate their qualities. Being exposed to a general type is what really shapes our behaviour. When the great religions talk about the dangers of idol worship, maybe they're not really being moralistic at all, but are drawing our attention to quite sophisticated psychological truths. There are dangers in idolising individuals. Dangers that threaten your own self-development. Idolising even the founder of a religion may actually prevent you from developing their qualities on account of this phenomenon, unless perhaps you also see enlightened people as a type. Similarly, having super-talented figureheads in organisations can lower the talent of people within those organisations if they look up to that figurehead as a one-off genius. Going for a strategy that highlights a positive stereotype of very clever people rather than one which highlights one very clever individual is thus more likely to encourage general adoption of a desired positive behaviour. If you want to be great at basketball, say, then alongside all the practice you need to do anyway, you'll want to inspire yourself. And to do that, it would be better to focus on the performance of lots of great basketball players so that your mind inhabits the pattern of great basketball playing. Don't focus on the accomplishments or abilities of a one-off genius, which could even be seen as freakish, but on the pattern of the many. I think it's quite amazing that we can improve our IQ scores or even our performance in general knowledge quizzes after being only briefly exposed to a stereotype pattern of bright or intelligent. Watch a number of intelligent conversational TV shows and your IQ is likely to rise to fit the pattern. Watch a biographical show about Einstein, a one-off genius if there ever was one, and your scores on intelligence tests are likely to plummet. Even as I'm saying this, common sense is saying, that's not very likely. But this has been borne out by numerous research studies. And this is why the type of person or people we hang out with is so important. Sociologist Nicholas Christakis found that depression spreads in social groups. We are influenced by the tribe, so to speak. He found that if a friend of a friend becomes obese, stops smoking, gets divorced or becomes depressed, these experiences and behaviours spread. We're all influenced by the behaviour and even the attributes of people around us, even when they're not immediately around us, and this can happen in a kind of falling dominoes knock-on effect. But perhaps even more amazingly, we're influenced not just by a type of person, but even by a type of word. Two Dutch researchers carried out a study asking groups of students fairly difficult questions from the game Trivial Pursuit. The groups were split in two, and half were asked to spend 5 minutes before the test thinking about what it means to be a college professor. The other half were asked to think about what it means to be a soccer hooligan. You know, what the first group would have come up with, stuff like dressing smart, casual, wearing glasses, reading a lot, having an intellectual air, being super knowledgeable about stuff. So these students were thinking about a type of intelligent person. And you can probably guess what the other group came up with, being rough and loud, a troublemaker, mindlessly violent, drinking too much, getting arrested and so on. Both groups were asked to write down a list of words they associated with either the college professors or the hooligans. The group who focused on the attributes of the hooligan group got an average score of 42.6% of the questions right. The professor group average was 55.6%. This test was repeated several times with different groups of students, with allowances made for IQ and even for how familiar people were with Trivial Pursuits. The results came out the same. Thinking about smart people, the stereotype, and words you associate with intelligence makes you smarter. Thinking about dumb people, and words you associate with stupidity, makes you dumber. So what are the takeaways from this? Well, firstly, remember the freak exemplar rule. When looking for inspiration, don't focus on a one-off genius, but on a group of highly gifted people. We're more affected by patterns and types. Avoid associating, even in your head, with types of people who are dumb or negative. Read top 10 lists of very determined, creative or industrious people so you reflect on the type rather than the individual. Don't hero worship so much as reflect on the qualities those people have. Before you have to perform well at something, even if it's just Trivial Pursuit, do just as the students in the Dutch study did. Write down all the words you can think of that you associate with a smart type of person, such as a college professor. You can also do this with words associated with courage, business acumen, or integrity, and you can be surprised and delighted how it enhances your performance. If you know how to use self-hypnosis, you can make this even more powerful. When I do a workout, I use self-hypnosis to reflect on types of people who are strong, determined, and powerful, and I let words associated with those qualities float into my mind and visualize the words as well as the people, if I have to perform intelligently. The brain is wonderfully surprising, and the more you know about how it works, the more you can use your brain to work for you. Remember the ideas I've been talking about here, put the strategies I've been discussing into practice, and notice the way your life benefits. And to listen to other audio insights, check out the hypnosisdownloads.com members section, the Growth Zone. Members get access to all the downloads on the site, plus exclusive member-only downloads. To find out more, just go to hypnosisdownloads.com and click on the Join Us link. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. I hope you enjoyed this audio insight, and thanks for listening.